Government says it is expecting a blueprint by the end of June this year from the National Health Insurance Scheme, which will clearly determine the roadmap and destination in Ghana's healthcare delivery. To this end, the NHIA has set up a 14-member advisory committee chaired by Dr. Chris Etim to undertake 6 terms of reference. They are substantiability, efficiency, equity, governance, accountability, and user satisfaction. At this maiden meeting with the technical committee of the scheme, Deputy Health Minister Victor Bampo said the many challenges facing the NHIA, if not solved, will impede healthcare delivery with the vulnerable at the receiving end. A Rab Napahai report.
Since its establishment in 2000, the National Health Insurance Scheme has been grappling with many challenges in its quest to deliver affordable health care to Ghanaians, especially the vulnerable. Some critics want the scheme to be abolished because people still continue to seek health care under cash and carry system. The authority therefore set up a 14-member advisory committee to work on a blueprint that will influence the review process of the scheme. Deputy Health Minister Victor Bampo said the restructuring currently ongoing at the NHIA is critical to healthcare delivery.
Though the NHIS has come to revolutionize the financing of healthcare in the country, it has faced its fair share of challenges, a situation that impedes the attainment of universal health coverage. In recent times, high and increasing costs of healthcare have placed the NHIS under severe financial pressure. This has contributed to the scheme's inability to pay claims in time to healthcare providers for services rendered to NHIS subscribers.
The chairman of the advisory committee, Dr. Chris Etim, called for the support of all stakeholders to make the scheme sustainable.
A lack of adequate access to quality primary health care is a major contributor to the indicators that we're seeing in maternal and financial health and the high morbidity from those causes and preventable infectious diseases. And we think that this should not be tolerated anymore because we are no longer a low-income country. There are still barriers to enrollment even in the scheme, the long waiting queues is an example, and even accessing the benefits package because there are clearly issues of people paying right now under the table. So these are real barriers that people are facing. So there are issues that are informing what we are proposing.
Dr. Etim said the committee will propose that coverage of services should be the core package of the scheme and it must be guaranteed to all Ghanaians without exception. He stated that the public revenue sources of funding the scheme should be focus of the NHIA.